Today's sponsor is Michael Rosen, Zech Nishmes Bracha Bas Yosef Ova Hashalem. The sponsor is Shira Abbas Estayer. Please call or text Mr. Nachman Bogum at 312-641-3007 for more information. Thank you. Okay. Last year we spoke about cases. When is Bracha Vatala? When is Bracha? When you have Isser Bracha Shein Tzvicha? The halachas of going Bracha Shein Tzvicha, which you're not allowed to. We've mentioned a few cases with Mutter to going Bracha Shein Tzvicha. Today we're going to discuss when are you allowed to say Bracha Vatala? When is you allowed to say Bracha Vatala? The Mechaber says, in Archayim, in Simon Reish Tezrov, Siv Gimel, this is a Lashon Mechaber. Mutal Alamed Tzinaikis HaBrachas Kitikunam. You have to teach children Brachas Kitikunam. Properly. Rafi Shehem Mevarchim L'Vatala, even though they're making a Bracha L'Vatala, the Shatzalim, when you're learning with them, still, for Tzchinach, it's okay. So Mishnah Berurah speaks out, I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah, that says that you're allowed to teach children brachas, even to bracha batala. Ratzalayma, shalayma, ravi moim, habrachas, shalabizmanim. They're not, Moshe, you can give them to eat apples. They're not eating apples. You teach them brachas, say shalabizmanim. Afil hachi mutter. For a child, for a tunic, it's okay. Lahatzke shem Hashem. Afil harav, yachal lahatzke Hashem. Now the child's allowed to practice a bracha, not in his man, but even the Rebbe who's teaching him, Yachal Haskas Hashem, he's allowed to say out clearly, Shem Hashem, the Lama the Tinigar Brachas, to teach the children, the child the Brachas. Shriakachon, the Tzichel Limay Dimon. We have to lift the way Chanach them, you have to teach them. Deil Chanachon, the Lima Ratera, the Kiyam Mitzvahs. That's part of Chinach. So, Mela, a Rebbe, or a parent, the same thing as saying a parent, they're allowed to train the child to practice on a Bracha. Even though they can say a bracha of atala, that's part of chinuch, because if not, how else are they going to learn? If you're not going to train them, how are they ever going to learn? That's the lashon of Mishnah Berurah.
How many times?
We just started this year. Okay? All right. So, it's, first of all, the Mechaber Shechanoch doesn't mention when does the age start from? When do you start teaching Shem Hashem? When do you start? The Mishnah Berurah speaks out and Rei Samach Tes Sivkot Nalev. What does Mani Geir Chinuch? When he comes Kvashir Kvasheva, when he's 6 or 7, Kolchad Lefi Chufei. And the Sefer Zoyta Bracha brings down in Perichov on page 185. He brings the Shas of Shuvas Ram Chavar in Simik Kuf Memhei that says the Chir of Chinuch for Bracha starts in Zman. He knows when to make a Bracha. So Vice says he holds. You should not practice with child before 5 or 6. 5 or 6, that's when he starts, he develops, he probably could say a whole bracha. It's his mani geir chinuch. This is what some achrenim say. However, in the Sefer Zechach Bracha brings down Rabbi Yashiv, he argues. And he says, even if you don't know to who you mevarach, as long as he could say a whole bracha. You know, it's not just say 2 words or whatever. It's as long as he could say a bracha from the beginning to the end, that's the chiyuv of brachas. When he comes to that age, and each child is different. Some child don't talk to 3, some talk, and then they never stop. And some children, they start at 1 or 1.5, and each child is different. So as long as they can start to say a full bracha, that's the time the chinuch of brachas are. And Sending speaks out in Shal Shiva Simus Chaim from Yosef Chaim in Zonnefeld and Simonon. There are about 4 prints in Simus Chaim. This is the original print from Sobel, Simonon. He says, even a tinnik, as long as you say the bracha on the food he's eating, so that's what he called a geil chinuch ready. And Sending speaks out, it's brought down in Sefer Halicha Shleima from Shleima Zalman in Perkabei Sivchot. They says it's nachain to mechanech tanim to say brachas. And answering Amen. Even if the tanim beyaisa, Shalai Gevachinach, there's an Indian of being Mechantim. I mentioned before, the Mishmur quotes in Reis Samach Tesef Kanav, 6-7 years old. What do you do with that? That Mishmur? Mishmur is calling among Avram. So what do we do with that? So he says, he says in Sif Kotlan Bezin in the Alicha Shleima, he says that's the Magavram and Mishibur and Reisham said they brought down that he came in from there, you shouldn't mechanize them in brachas less than that age, because over there is talking is to save the Golah. Because if you look at the Mechaber there in Reisham Achdes, it's talking about someone saying Kiddush and Shul and giving a child to drink. So you give a child, she's 6-7 years old, to drink from the Kodesh Shel Yayin. So she should not, because the person who makes the Kiddush should not be Bracha B'Torah. But Pasha, that's why we make sure it's at least 6-7 years old. But Pasha, but Bechanech a child, that it should be, he should Bechanech him even before he gave him, even before he comes 6-7 years old. And same thing speaks out in Archas Rabbeinu from the Stipler, Page Gimel, page Reish Chav Gimel. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman. That's what we know. Even if the last come to the age, you mechanech them. And he also brings down that the stipler himself used to know to practice with his young children less, even when they're a year and a half old already. Even though they come out and didn't talk yet, but still, if they could say a bracha, he's mechanech them to say a bracha with the shame. And Sending speaks out again in Sefer. Of Neuwirth, I don't know if the Sefer is not known too much. He wrote a Sefer called Chinuch Banim LaMitzvos. In the first Madura of Shabbos Kol Chatzai, he had in the back. When he printed the second or third Madura, he left it out and he put it into a Sefer by itself. The Sefer is called Sefer Banim LaMitzvos. So there in Sifkon Samachvav, it's all one big parak on Chinuch. So there he speaks out in Sifkon Samachvav, the same from Shlomo Zalman, that even if he's less, if he's a young child, and he doesn't understand what he's doing, as long as he can say a full bracha, then yimchanech him to say a bracha. Let me just finish the whole idea, I'll take questions, okay? Sefer Halichos Shleima in Tefillah, in Perek Bay, the same place, in Eis Zion, 70, he brings down further, children that were Aleinu, that Pekurim Ayach, Down syndrome children, or children who are development, you know, is delayed and so on, they're autistic and so on, these type of children, he says, so they're called, in Hebrew, they're called Pigui Mayach. So he says, so they have the halacha, many halachas like shaitim, many things, but still you should try to teach them to learn brachas and davening, whatever they can. So it's mutter for the malamet is teaching them to mention, to say Asher Hashem b'svasov, even when they're learning with them. It's no different than a child, than a baby. That's a 2-3-year-old. You train to say bracha. So they're 14 or 16 years old. Doesn't make a difference. But they have the mentality like a real young child. So they have to do like a cotton. To train them a bracha, train a child less than 3 years old. And also to tech the child and for the mishpacha to help this child to, you know, to be as normal as possible. Like rest of everyone else. So, maybe it's very important to mechanech even someone like Leno is the Down syndrome. You train him also to say brachas and you say Shem Hashem out to have him to practice to say bracha. The Moshe has a tshuva in Igris Moshe Arachayim Chelik Beis Simon Numvav. He says, "What about teaching about tshuva? Someone just killed him. He never learned Aleph Beis. Came off the street." And you're starting to train him to teach, and he's already ready, he's 25 years old already, and you try to train him how to read, how to daven, and so on. So it should be, you also, even it might be a bracha batala, train him how to say bracha, even to bracha batala, it's muta. That's a mechave, and that's a mechave says, you know, like he quoted in the beginning of the shir, in Simon Reish Tezvav, he says, mechave says, tinaikis, he says, ochre mitzvah, because that's normal. Who he's training to read is a child. But who are then, if it's Baal Tshuva, he never learned how to read, and now you want to train him how to read, it goes, the halacha goes on him also. Because right now it's a typical Gabbis thing. And the reason is Kedei Shivish Misrago to learn to say a bracha properly. So you have to train him. In the Sefer, Pisca Alacha, in Perakalov, Ice 59, he brings down, he heard the same, that I quoted now from Moshe Tshuva, he said he heard the exact same thing from Rav Shlomo Zalman Rohrbach. And he said, and if you look also in Sefer Halicha Shlema, on Tefillah Perek Beis Sifches, he says the same again. And the Dvar Alacha, in the Dvar Alacha, on the bottom, on the pirush of the Halicha Shlema, is Maisa from Shlomo Zalman, that if the Talmud, if the one who's teaching, the one who's being learned, taught, does not have to say a bracha yet, and the Chali doesn't, he does say an exception. He says, that, let's say, when he's teaching him, he doesn't have an alphabet yet. So then that's the time you don't say Shem Hashem with him. You don't say, you wait until he knows how to, he doesn't know how to make Lechal Bracha. So you don't say, with him, you don't say the Bracha Shem Malchus. Only once he comes to the level that he can read enough that he can say the Shem Malchus together. So no different than a child. The child can't say a whole Bracha. You don't teach him a Bracha yet. Once he can see, he can feel, they could say from bracha to end and end, to beginning to the end, then only then you start saying a bracha with him. But before, you know he could say a whole bracha, you don't even say even part of a bracha with him. Then you just say, bracha ta Hashem alikeinu, that's how you practice with him. It would seem to me, Rav Moshe would agree to this also. So until now, So until now we were discussing about a child who is shayegir v'chinach, and you want to chain him in brachas, you'll have to train him to say a bracha l'atorah. He's not going to eat now. You train a bracha l'atorah, you'll have to train him if that's the chinuch of the child. But that's only if he could say a full bracha. But he's that young and so on, he just starts talking, he can't even say a complete bracha, then certainly, that's not chinuch then. Chinuch is to train him to say a bracha. Even though Rav Kavone doesn't know what he's saying for and so on, that's part of chinuch and then it's okay. You had a question, yeah?
An adult.
Yeah.
They know how to say a bracha, but they can't. Can you say a bracha, but
if you
don't know the person, give
him some applesauce. Can you say a bracha shahakol
and then give it to him?
You should say the shahakol.
Yes.
No. If he can't say shahakol, he's
potter.
No.
But bichas hamitzvah
could be
part of
someone, not bichas anenim.
Can you help him say the bracha?
Yeah, if he can't say, he could say along with him. If you know he's going to say the whole bracha, but he just needs help saying bracha, then you could say.
Say it all.
I mean, usually come to Shem Hashem, say Ash, and then he says the rest. He says the whole thing then, you know. But if you know he's not going to say it, but he's going to follow you, then that's part of chinuch. That's okay.
If you know the adult or whatever cannot say it, you shouldn't just feed him?
If he can't say bracha, feed him without even. What can he do?
He has to eat.
He has to eat, right. He has to eat, but if he can't say bracha, he can't say bracha. What can you do? Yes. No, if you're trying to teach your child, Moshe, a Rebbe, maybe get a Rebbe, but in the home is not so Negea. A Rebbe, when he's in school, you know, he's there.
The Rebbe is saying the Shem Hashem out.
Yes.
The Rebbe is saying it, not just telling you.
He's saying that a Rebbe can say the Shem Hashem out if that's a chinuch.
And just one more, is it better to not say Shem Hashem if
he
can get the child to do it?
If he can get, always like that. If he can get away with it, you get away with it. But if you know you can, then that's part of chinuch. Then you could say, you didn't do one, you're doing a mitzvah, you're a mechanic of a kid. Let me just say, yeah.
If you have an adult who's becoming a Baal Tshuva,
yeah.
Why can't you have him read the bracha in English and learn from the English how to say it in Hebrew?
Yeah,
why?
If he could do it, yeah, in Echami. If there's
way. Why does the Rav say that if he's an adult then until he can learn? I mean, obviously he doesn't know Hebrew, but you can teach him a bracha from English.
Sometimes he could do it. Sometimes he could do a translation. You could do it. If he could do it, if you can avoid it, you should avoid it. But if this is part of chinuch, you have no other answer, then you can do it this way.
And what's the makar for all this?
Huh?
What's the makar that because of chinuch, you can say the Shem Hashem? How does that, who made that up?
It's not Rav Atola. It's not, you know, I'll say the Shem Hashem Rav Atola. It's not Rav Atola, it's a tzorich. So it's not called Rav Atola.
What's
the makar for that? Is that a makar? It's the this is saying Rav Atola. It's not called Rav Atola. It's like that. It's not called Rav Atola. It's not called the Vatala.
So that's saying a name to a child's
bracha? What? Excuse me, what?
What's being a main to child's
brother? Wait, that's the next thing.
Okay.
Also, now the answer may not a kid's brother, a child's brother, that's the next thing. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm going to take on that. He's a Gufnaki. I mean, it has to be Gufnaki, of course. Yeah. Yeah, what?
What is the correct way to teach
by Mitzvah lessons? By Mitzvah lessons, you say, Baruch Hashem, he's almost 13. Say, Baruch Hashem, you don't say, Hat Hashem Hashem. That's not Chinuch anymore. Sometimes, yes, sometimes by Mitzvah, Baruch, he gets up there and all of a sudden he says the way it's been changed, Hashem, you know. So, we hope he has it. That's why the one who's teaching says, listen, this is all training, but when it comes to the real thing, you got to say the real thing, and that's it. I mean, you assume the child is like 12 and a half, he has enough sechel, he knows that this is what's going on. Yeah. All right. So now we're discussing about saying the bracha. What about answering, you're allowed to answer a main on a bracha of a child before you give a chinach. He says it correctly, but do you say amen on his bracha or not? He says a bracha. One second. So there are three shittas. How do you say three shittas? Well, I'll show you three shittas. No, he made a bracha. He made a bracha on apple. He made a bracha on cake. He said by mizayis, by preheads, and now the answer amen. He's not giving a chinuch. The answer amen not.
He said it correctly.
100% correctly. One second, you'll see what the problem is. Okay.
What
is he saying? The Machaber says, there's a Machaber in Reish Tev Zad. He says, Abishah, this is a Lashon of Machaber. Abishah, Shem Mavachem, Lifter, Esatzman, Kim and the Mevnei, Chinechem, Ein Macharem, Amen. If the Bnei Chinech are ready, and they say Bracha properly, then the dinner is Yens Amen. Zach the Mishnah Bura, then Sifkot the Zion, he quotes the Prima Gonim, Vaisais from the Machaba, from the Rishonim, Maisais, that any bracha a child makes Shalai Yerchinach, you don't answer Amen. That's what Mishmu says. In Pasra Dal Alocha, the child says, I'm going to give Chinach, at 3-4 it says a bracha, you do not answer Amen. A Chiddush Gadol. That's what the one Shita. The second Shita is, it's from Shlomo Zalman. It's printed in the Aliches Shlomo in Tefillah Perchah Bei Sifchot. He says you should answer Amen before a child should give a chinuch, but still he should say Amen Megumgemes, that the child should think he's saying Amen. I don't know how you even say it. How you say Megumge in such a way not to say real Amen? He mumbled. In the way he thinks he's saying Amen. In the way he thinks he's saying Amen. What? Ahmad. All right, wherever.
Amen. Pause, please.
Yeah, all right. You do something that he should think you're saying Amen, but you're not saying Amen.
Can you say Amen with intention that you're not saying Amen to Bracha?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Does Amen help?
Huh?
You don't want to be
Chanukah
wrong either.
Huh? One second. Very good question. Are you going to ask if Shlomo Zalman? I can say, that's not Chinuch. I'm telling you, I'm not saying the right thing. And you're supposed to be Chanukah the child? So he says, at this young of age and so on, we're not afraid that it's going to become wrong and say it the wrong way. And same thing speaks out in Archos Abenu, in Chavit Gimel, Simresh Chav Gimel, quote the same thing from Shlomo Zalman. Okay. The third shita is the stipler. The stipler writes, according to Archas Abena, says, you should answer Amen Mamish. Because that's also chinach. He knows the arms on the Mishibura. That's also chinach. Answering Amen, it's also chinach. It's to the Mechanchim, you should know that when you hear a bracha from someone, you have to answer Amen. And the same thing in the Sefer Zayt HaBara and Perchav, page 186, quotes the same thing. From Rabbi Yashiv, the same thing. And the Sefer, Chanoich L'Nah, that's from Ablau. In Perik Dalet Sifkot Mem, he says, the minig ha'ilam is tans amein. Even a child should get chinach. The minig is tans amein. Because by answering amein, it's also, yimachan, that's also chinach. Just like you can't say bracha, you have to answer amein. And he says, B'chlali tainas, this is a blau tainas, which is very glatta taina. He says, the answer of answering amen is only when we say Baruch HaVatola, then you'll answer amen. But stam, if it's not Baruch HaVatola, there's real no answer answering amen. So Mela, like it says in the Chabal there, we just quoted the Chabal before, that you should answer on a Baruch HaVatola, you should answer amen. But if it's a stam, but let's say it's not Baruch HaVatola, then there's no answer to answer amen, even a place where you should answer amen. So Mela comes out, Ladina, we pass in like this. Ladina, we hold that the chinna for both things. That child, that he could say a whole bracha, to the mitzvah chinach, you should answer, you should let him say a bracha, even if you give a chinach. And also, you should answer a main also on the bracha. So like the stipa, and like the sef chanach, like a shalom zalman says. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. That's the meaning of the shalom zalman, like a Mishnah Berurah. They answer a main on a child, even if you give a chinach. And same thing, a gadol who came about tshuva, he starts learning brachas and so on, he has all the gedolim of a kot minyan there. And of course, like someone mentioned before, if you can do it in such a way you don't have to say the bracha, transliterate it or something like that, then certainly, that's also, you could do it. You have to avoid whatever you can, but if you can't avoid it, then the din is atzchinach, you're allowed to say a bracha to train a child or a bal tshuva, someone's assigned to read. If that's part of chinach, then even if you say the Shem Shem Latola, because that's not called the Batola. Latola means you're saying in vain, hey, you doing for chinach? He should know how to read, know how to daven, and so on. That's not called Latola. Yeah.
So what about after you watch your mercy, you turn into the dying, then your little kid says the dying. You answer a man after you've already turned into the dying.
Yeah, if you answer, you're allowed to answer a man, yeah. If your child says a man, and you already watched your Sadaim, and he says your Sadaim, he says it properly, you can answer a man. That's part of chinach. That's how we hold the dinner.
Wash them first.
Huh?
Have them wash first.
Huh?
Have them wash first.
Oh, yeah, if you can avoid it, yeah.
They can avoid all that very simply, being no problem.
And they'll be quiet, anyway.
That's never shown that.
No, but I don't understand. The mission for it is not saying it. No, he's just saying that Diak and the Machaber.
Huh? It's of course, the Pima Garden says it. He said he's not. He said Pima Garden learned it in the Machaber. Because Machaber.
Machaber says, so how do we answer it back?
Huh? It's only deek. If the Mechaber said claw like that, it's only deek for Mechaber. So I guess we can.
So what the issue is, not Shem Hashem. Everyone get up. If someone gets up and shows, so and so bought a new car, you should use it for mitzvahs. Everyone says amen. But a child, when he makes a bracha, can't say amen. And yet, what's the issue?
The Chanach Latinus. He says, what could be it's not a bracha latol? You're not saying amen. The Amchad only says, you don't answer amen, only on a bracha latol, but it's not a bracha latol. That's chinach. That's chinach. So I'm telling you, that's not how we look at it. Yeah, but same amen to bracha. Amen has a different pusha. Amen means kel melech nam. Yeah.
All right.
So until now, we're discussing saying the Shem Hashem in a bracha. What about saying the Shem Hashem without a bracha? Where are the cases that you're allowed to say Shem Hashem without a bracha? There's an interesting Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is in Siman in Hichas. In Echaz Dechaz Amazin, in Simen Kuf Pechaz Sif Kan Yeralf, he says, you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem Derech Tachnunim. He says, Dafke, to say Bracha Tola, you now say Shem Hashem. But if I say Derech Tachnunim, the way it's filled to Rabbani Shalom, it's not considered Vatola, saying Shem Hashem. And the same thing speaks out to Pimi Godim over there, in Eshah Avram, Sif Kan Yeralf, he says, the Tchina without Bracha, of Shem HaMalchus is nothing, there's no Issa. Any Surah, he says. And sentence Mashmah from Mishnah like that also. Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Mesh Tezvav, Sif Kat Niyotes, he says that only if you invoke Keseda Nusach HaBracha, but if you say Nusach HaBracha, Boah Hata Hashem Lekeinim El Chayram, Dechadah Shvach, then it's Issa, since it's a Bracha Shein Tzricha. So Rai says, that if it's not Mizgeres Bracha, then it's be mutter to say the Zerch Shvach to say Shem Hashem. And the sending speaks out is Shatzian. Shatzian in Hichas Yom Kippur. And Tafresh Yitches, Sif Kamiral, Chafa. What's the Shatzian going on? On Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, someone's a Chaylash Yesh Besakana. A Chaylash Yesh Besakana is Mutati on Yom Kippur. The Chatzil is Shai Yishurim, he can't Yishurim, he can't Kedach. But he can eat on Yom Kippur, someone's a Chaylash Yesh Besakana. So what about when he has to wash a mighty? He has to kazayis a bed. Now when he benches, does he say Yalvi Yalvi or not? You eat on Yom Kippur, you say Yalvi Yalvi. So the Mechaba sheet is that you say Yalvi Yalvi. You say on Yom Kippur, you say Yalvi Yalvi. You benched, it's Yantav, you say Yalvi Yalvi. You had a head to teeth, you say Yalvi Yalvi. So you say Yalvi, so Mechaba says, Yitofre, Shitches, if you'd, Echayish Yosh Besakana, that eats on Yom Kippur, and he has to mention, he says, Tzorach Lahaski on Yom Kippur, Yalvi Yalvi, by Bichas Amazin. Zakhti Mishtabura, in Sif Khan Chavtetz, that let's say, if right here Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, then you don't say just Yalvi Yalvi, you say Vitzay also. Yechayisha is a mutter to eat, he's a chiv to eat, Vata is a chiv to eat, so he should also say Vitzay also. That's one shita. However, the Mishbubizam, Yesh Makilim, you don't say Vitzay, you don't say Yalvi Yalvi, the chlav, because it's a day you don't eat. I you have a head to eat, you're a chayla. But you don't say Vitzay, Yalvi Yalvi, the chlav. Zok the Shai Tzion. The reason why the shita that's Mako is that you don't say Tzion is not because he says, because Yal Yalvi says the Shem Hashem. Yal Yalvi says the Shem Hashem. Vitzay also says the Shem Hashem. He says, since it's not the reason because it's a you're saying the Shem Hashem, you're not saying a bracha here. It's only Bakosha Be'alma. Bakosha Be'alma. There's no way to say Shem Hashem. So you see the same thing also, that B'derech Tfilah, B'derech Tachnunan, there's no way to say Shem Hashem. Even though it's not necessary, but if you're saying it, B'derech Tfilah to Rabbeinu Shalom, you're allowed to say it. Says the Sefer Zaysa Bracha, in Perchof, in page 184, he says, from this Mog Avram is a Mokka, a Rosh Hashanah, when he said Yehiratzen, we say Yehiratzen for Necha, Hashem Alakenu Shetachadish Lemishon Toiva. You say Umusuka. You say after Banisham, he should mechayish a year of a sweet year, a good year, a sweet year. You saying the Hashem Alakenu, since it's derech bakar the tachnun and tzvil to Banishalam, then there's no shadow from saying Hashem Alatala. And the same thing, Zakta Zaita Bracha, all the tzvils you say on Rav Hashashana, same halacha applies. Agav, I'll tell you into some psak from Shlomo Zalman. It's a very interesting psak. In the Alicha Shlomo and Rosh Hashanah, on Perikav, I 70, he says, normally you say on, you dip your apple in honey, sometimes you eat the Shivamina, some people eat other type of fruits and vegetables, you say Hirotzen. So, normally, a lot of these things print say, by each one, he wrote time of Nechah Hashem Lakeno, Shetachadish on Shatavsuka, and also say, Yavim Mitzvah Kirima, Yerosh Zanav, you say Hashem Lakeno. So that's how it's printed. In a lot of these lists of things they send it out from these institutions to say, get money. It says a whole Yeratzin over there, with the Shem Hashem. So interesting, Shlomo Zalman held, not like that. Shlomo Zalman says, you should only say once, the Shem Lakeno. You should only say, only once, without the shame, only the first time. You should just say, and whatever you want to say, whatever you're saying. Even though Mashmois HaPaiskim is, you should mention, by each min or min, each food you eat, but still, since, as he says, since it's hard for us to mechav and karai, when you say the Shem Hashem, then it's better to say only on the first min, and not the one afterwards. No, that's a Shlomo Zalman help. Now everyone agrees to that. Right? So you should say by all of them. But it's an interesting psak. You say only once. And remember, who's saying this from Shlomo Zalman? Who you ever see him daven? He says, I once saw him daven mincha build a week in his yeshiva. He daven was like Yom Kippur. Like a daven Yom Kippur Shinasa. That's the way he davened. And he said, I might not have that proper kavana when I said the second time I said the Hirotzen. So therefore he didn't say the Hirotzen. Right.
What about by
Hirotzen? The tzitke, people know Shem Zams are going. People know the tzitkes of Shem Zams. I remind myself a story. I'll tell you, it's important to know a story. You know, I don't say stories this year, but this is kedai to say. This is an important story. It has to do with a bris. There was a shaila, a child was born not healthy. And the shaila was, it went to like 2-3 months already, 4 months already, that the baby didn't have a bris yet. Because he needs some certain surgery. So the shaila, should he do surgery or not? So, or should he do the bris first, beforehand? So, the mother was of Yosef Weisberg, who I learned Mila by, Yosef Weisberg. So Shlomo Zalman said, so Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that you should do the bris before. But he told him, this is the reason. We came along to our mama that's diapering the baby a few times a day and see a son of oil. How can you let such a thing? A mother should see a child every day, that baby, and today, 3-4 months already, and then the kid is not oil. We came along to our mama, Azach. So he told me, Yosef Weisberg told me that he told this story over to the Michas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss. So Dayan Weiss says, this is a Shlomo Zalman sitkes in halacha. We came along to our mama, cooking up a kitazah. We have to find our etzah, a heifer to do the bris before, because who knows how long after we have to do the bris.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're getting to that. One second. I said that's the topic right now. Saying the Shah Shem without a bracha. Okay? I didn't finish yet. Huh? You still hold no main still. Yeah.
The prerequisite to answer main means we have to understand the bracha.
We have to, it has to be a Shem bracha. Kitikuna has to be shei bracha. A child under 2 years says a bracha. That's for kirchah the child. Who said that's a bracha? But that's why you don't answer amen. But the ma'aser that's part of chinuch. But you don't answer amen. That's the Prima Gadim says. But the ma'aser we said the mini vayom is not like the Prima Gadim. Okay.
Question.
Let me just finish this little piece, then I'll take. Okay. All right. We say Gmiris. When he sings mirrors, you should say the Shem Hashem. And the reason is because, like you mentioned from Magadom, in the Kufay Chesiv Kam Yir Aleph, that since it's the Tchina, and Bakasha and Shvachter Banisham, therefore it's Mutter. The Lich Shleima, from Shem Zalman, on Pesach, in Perek Aleph, Ice 64, he brings from Shem Zalman, was Medadik, when he sang Zmiris on Shabbos, he said, the Dafka, the ones that are fit in the Siddur, Koriban Olam, and so on. And his yeshiva, he had a yeshiva called Tera, yeshiva, he told the Bochum that they should sing those Zmiris. Because in the lot of yeshivas, they sing, everything but those Zmiris. He says, no, you should Dafka sing. If you want to sing extra, go ahead. But not to say these Zmiris. These are things that were covered in Yisrael for generations. She dafka say those mirrors and she mention Shem Hashem. And you should not be only seeing dafka other negunim. The ikka should be the gunim. You want to say extra? Okay. But you should not forget to say those, you should not push away the ones that's printed to do them, those type of mirrors, that you should still say.
Is that connected to the Shem Hashem?
Yeah, you should say it with the Shem Hashem. However, now let me finish before you jump on me. However, when you're singing Zmiris in the house, in many houses, in some houses, the wife sings along and the daughters sing along. And the daughter's already over 11 years old. So then there's halacha of hearing a woman singing psukim, or saying the Zmiris, even if it's not psukim, the Moshe Kari Bad Olam. That's a Shem Hashem. You say Shem Hashem over there, but it's he's saying Shem Hashem. The saying it with women, there's halacha in Arachayim, in Siman Ein, I think Siman Ein Hey, and it's quoted in the Sefer, Lichas Bas Yisrael, in Perek Vav, Sifkat Tazayin, he quotes Rabbi Yashiv, if you are singing, if your daughters or your wife is singing together with you, then you shouldn't say it out to Shem Hashem. You say Hashem. You don't say out to Shem Hashem. If you're singing without your wife, without your kids, no one's home, you're singing alone, or your wife's not singing and she's sitting there, then you say, Kar Balam, you say the way it's supposed to say, Shem Hashem is supposed to. But if you have your wife or kids that are singing along with you, so Rashi says, you should not say out the Shem Hashem. Because you're not, because Allah in Simnai Hey, that the should not be done Derech Zmiris, you should not, a woman should not be singing Derech Zmiris to Shem Hashem. That's Hashem Allah and Shechnach.
What about Shalom Bayis?
Huh? So you don't say Shem Hashem, you say Kah.
And if the wife wanted to say Hashem Hashem,
she could say, you can say. You should say.
Say
Hashem Hashem. If it's Shalom Bayis, then don't say it. Then Shalom Bayis, then you don't say it. What she does, it's not your problem. Don't say Hashem Hashem.
Even though they should.
Even though they do, right. I don't know if this is on them saying it. This is for us to say it. I don't think this is on them. What?
It's the mechanic to say it wrong then.
What? You're talking about the over 11 years old. You're talking about a mother. Hopefully your wife is a girl chinuch already, so maybe there should be no problem.
Kids, you should say it.
What?
You say with little kids.
Yeah.
You should say it correctly.
Right.
And when you come 11, you explain to them we're not going to say it correctly anymore.
Yeah. This.
Okay, I'm saying.
Huh?
We do
possibly. I'm doing all my kids when they. When the came to after the house, I stopped saying Shem Hashem, and then when they left the house, then I started again saying Shem Hashem.
And if you have a
12-year-old
daughter,
yeah.
13-year-old daughter, then a 6-year-old daughter, what kind of chemo is it when they're sitting at the table?
They're talking anyway. Don't worry about it. What? Yeah.
And she starts singing with you. You're not allowed to?
Yeah, they don't sing Zmiris, that's all.
Every Shabbos you shouldn't sing Zmiris.
She's every Shabbos at the table?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sing louder.
Don't say out the Shem Hashem, that's all.
Aren't there enough Stodim of all the other Shitas that need to be.
You want to find it for me? Let me know. I didn't see anyone say it differently. I looked around. If you find someone, let me know.
Why it's not an Erev?
Well, she's an Eder. She's an Eder. Yes.
Do the girls could say Shem Hashem?
Huh?
The girls could say it?
Probably. I said that I don't see this on the girls. I'm not saying it.
What about Eishes Chayil?
Eishes Chayil, only you sing. Everyone doesn't sing it. You sing, everyone sings, the whole family
sometimes
sings Eishes Chayil.
Sometimes other people sing also.
I don't know.
Then you can't say it. I mean, forget Shem Hashem. Sukkah, the man shouldn't say anything?
Yeah.
Say
it, I don't know. Right.
Question?
Yes.
Okay, by the Simon of Rav Shem Zalman said not to say the same as
second
one
time.
One.
More than once, right.
Okay, what lack of Kavanah are we discussing? Well, how is it different than davening or anything else? People don't have Kavanah when they say
Shem. Yeah, but davening, you have no choice. You have to daven. Here, you have a choice. Don't say the Shem Hashem. That's all. It's only the Nusach. Davening, you have no choice. I mean, seven Shechonach, you have to have Kavanah and first Brocha. Yeah, come on. Why says that the Shechnach has to say that? Why says the very people don't have Kavanah?
Why can we daven anyway?
Right. Because you have a chiv. You have a chiv to daven. All right. Next. Any ask questions? Okay. Okay. The next thing. Yeah, what? I see you have problems showing bias. You're going to have it again home today.
Talks about
Shaito. Achshon talks about Shaito. You mix up our Achshon. Achshon talks about a Shaito could have a woman, a married woman, got, you can say bracha without a Shaito. That's what the.
Right.
Yeah. But that's something else.
He doesn't bring down this halacha also?
It's not in a different place completely.
Right.
That's if you find someone, Adrava. If you find someone next week, when I say she, I'll mention it if you find a Shita. Hi. Okay. Alright, next thing. Are you allowed to say thank God in English? Can you say, or in Hebrew, Toda L'Kel, say it the right way. Can you say it the right way, Toda L'Kel? Say it the way you're supposed to say it. Or can you say thank God, Russian lads? You say thank God. Are you allowed to say that or not? The Sefer Pesach Halacha in Perek Aleph Sifri Gimel says, we all know, like I mentioned a few shiurim ago, that there's a common Paiskim hold to say Shem Shemayim V'atol B'Lashon Laz. You're not allowed to say it. Shem Hashem B'Lashon Laz in any language. And that's how, that's why the Olam is Noyeg to say Baruch Hashem. You say, we don't say the Shem. You don't say Tegel Kel the way he's supposed to say it. You say Baruch Hashem. And the reason, because most of the time, you're not, you know, Kavon is not to Meshabech to Bani Shalom. It's just Shigat the Lishna. So Mela, that's why the Olam just says Baruch Hashem. However, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman that Ein L'Asroi, that if a person says Tegel Kel, he says Israeli, he says Tegel Kel, he says it the right way, you can't say it's Asa. It's called Mikrish Shei Shemayim Shogah B'Piv. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's no go limana, besting nata, and she say Baruch Hashem. But someone says Tegel Kel the proper way, you can't say he's doing Yenissa. And he brings this also in the Sefer, in Zeis HaBracha, Perchos Sif Aleph, says like that also. And same thing, that's better to say Baruch Hashem. And same thing, Vaisais, from Mishneh Berurah, in Reish Tezvav, Sif Katan Chav, he says that to say, Derech, the Shem Hashem, the Derech Shvach, is only in a place where it should be said, but not Stam. So a person should try to avoid, you should say this, Baruch Hashem. But if someone says, take the care of the proper way, then the din is, you're not over any Issa. As long, it's not over any Issa. You have what to be said, Mechan.
In English?
Huh?
What about in English?
Same thing, well, you should try this, English.
I'm at work. Somebody says, how are you doing? I can't say Baruch Hashem. I know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I say, I'm really good. Thank God. Is there a problem with that?
Thank heaven. Good answer. Say thank heaven. Yeah, thank heaven.
Say good thank
you. Huh?
No, but I want you to know that I'm mocking with the Torah alone. I want you.
You say thank him. You can't say it like I said before. So I said.
He's not going to think our God. He's going to think you.
He knows you're Jewish.
Huh? Yeah. No, you're going to try to play.
I said there's no issa. If you say, best thing, thank heaven, that would be good.
Okay.
But that'll get out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Halacha l'maaseh, if I make a special private tefillah, I can say Shem Hashem in it?
Yes. Yes.
You should or you can?
You could. You could.
You're not a chiv.
All right. Next step.
What if you make a bracha mikdash?
Listen, I have a lot to say.
You got next week.
Huh?
We got next week.
And we'll go to the next topic. Okay. Yeah, sure. Why not? Listen, today's vacation also. Baruch Hashem, we have a big crowd here. Okay? All right. The next thing. When you're learning Gemara, let's say like the end of Masechta Brachos, and it said there has there it says Sukkim, it says a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Pekei Chivim. It says a brachas there in the Gemara. Mention the Gemara. When you learn the Gemara, do you say out the Shem Hashem or not? When you say the bracha in the Gemara, or let's say the Gemara has Sukkim, let's say Sukkim has a Shem Hashem. Do you say the Shem Hashem or not? He says Shem Hashem or not. It's they gave it a mice, you know? So, again, the machlokes. Okay. Is Shai. What? Huh? Is Shai Chuva. In Simon Reish Tezvav, Sif Katan Dalad, means I'm machlokes. If you're allowed to say brachas that mention, what are you allowed to say with the Shem Hashem or not? The Shevis Yavitz, the Yaakov Endom writes that if the Askar that's mentioned in Gemara, in the Shas with the Shem Hashem, you're allowed to say the bracha. However, the Bikir Yosef there in Reish Tezvav, and the Shai Shuva quoted also says Rabbanan Chishoy Beit Yisrael, the Elder Rabbanim. In Eretz Yisrael, they're knowing not to say, when they say a bracha that's mentioned in the Gemara, they're not saying Shem Hashem. And Sending speaks out to Mishneh Berurah and Reish says Vav Sifkan Yedalad, and Shaitzion in Sifkan Mem says Reish Paiskim are not like the Yavetz. They argue on the Yavetz. They argue on the Yavetz.
The Yavetz says you could or you should say the same Hashem.
We'll see in a second. In this part, he said you should. You should. Next part, we'll see a little different. It can be Psukim that are mentioned in the Gemara on Medrash with Shem Hashem. There are three sheetas, not two sheetas, there are three sheetas. Kishai Chua brings on the Shas Yevet that says when you said Shas or Shadi v'Chazal, you read it Kedakai, like it says the father with the Shem Hashem. And it says that's how his father, the Chacham Tzvi. I don't know if you know, the Yevet, Yaakov Ender's father was the Chacham Tzvi. He says his father, when he learned the Shtikl Gemara, and there was a Pasuk there, he said the Shem Hashem, the proper way. And the Mishneh Berurah speaks out, same thing speaks out to Mishneh Berurah, there's Sifkan Yedalot at the end. It's Masha from the Yavetz that not only it's Mutter, but you should say the Shem Hashem. If you look in the Yavetz inside, Rai says you should say Shem Hashem. That 1 second, let me finish. That's one Shita. The second Shita, on the whole Shita, we have Kashi, some which I just said now?
Yeah.
Then what?
In
Par Pasik. Wherever the Gemara stops, that's where you stop.
If it's a whole
pasuk,
any question at all?
If
it's a whole pasuk,
it means a whole pasuk. Same thing.
If it's a question, then you shouldn't.
We'll see. Yes, I'm kind of trying to get to. That's one sheet that we mentioned. The Yavetz. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Katan Bey says, in Resh Tezvah Sif Katan Bey says, the Shas when you're learning, you should not say Shem Hashem. And when you say, Rav gets up and says a drasha Baradim, and he says a pasuk, he should say, he should not say the Shem Hashem. He should say Hashem, and that's it. Even though the Amatim, he says, even though the Amatim, Zakta, stole Nachem Yisrachik Mizah. He says, Achena Nachem Noigim, this is how the Ocha Shulchan's off. That we know. And same thing, so in the Kaf Achayim, and Sif Kon Tazayim, quotes the Biki Yosef, and this is all not like the Shai, like the Shai Tshuva, that I just quote from the Yavetz. The third Shita is Ramosha. Ramosha Nigas Moshe, Chaim, Chavik Beis, Simon Nun Beis, he says like this. He makes a chilek. Makes a chilek like this. If you're loymed, and this is a little what you mentioned, what Aaron mentioned. He says, if you're learning Psukim in Tanakh, let's say you're learning, you're sitting down learning, you're saying over a Pasuk in Tanakh, and you're talking to all the people, you're mechuyev to say. Ramosha writes, you're mechuyev to say the Shem Hashem. Why? Because kol psukid loy paski maisha and loy paski loy. We have no right to stop the middle of a pasuk. That's all. You have to say a pasuk shalom with the Shem Hashem. That's like the Yavetz. You have to say it. However, if you're learning Gemara and there's a pasuk in the Gemara, then you should not say Shem Hashem. Not like the Mavavon, not like the Mishneh Berurah, and not like also, not like the Yavetz. This is, you have to say Shem Hashem. That's the third shita. Ladina, there's a Yechavadas. Yechavadas says a whole arichas on this prat, and he paskins like the Mishneh Berurah that there's a chilek if he's saying the brachas in the Gemara. You should mention Shem Hashem, but if you just learn the Gemara and it brings a pasuk there, then you should just say Hashem. You shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. It would seem to me that the minig is like the Aruch HaShulchan. The minig of Aruch HaShulchan is that like the Aruch HaShulchan, you never say Shem Hashem. Like the Biki Yosef says, you never say Shem Hashem. And I looked around to see any Hanukkah place can say anything. And Kanis in the Igusa, that's from the Stipler. The Stipler in the Kanis in the Chedek Aleph, he says over there at the Siman Kuflam Abbas, in the beginning of the Siman, he says, Almanik is never to say Hashem. Doesn't make a difference if it's Tzavitzayis Abrachana. It's a bach in the Gemara, or it's a pasuk in the Gemara. You do not say Shem Hashem.
What could be wrong with saying the whole pasuk?
The minhag is not to do it. You're not doing anything wrong. Maybe he won't say the proper kavanah and so on.
Zion gives a
shmooze.
Zion never uses
Hashem. I usually don't say Shem Hashem. I dafkin on it.
Dafkin on it.
All right.
But it's not, it's not
Right, that's just the minig is not to do. I'm just saying the minig is. If you say it, you're not a venissa. Right. Not a shayla. The shayla, this is only American shayla. But it's shayla. And let's say someone takes a chasana. I'll give you a marshal. And so on the chuppah, the seven brachas. It's on the video, and it's a talking video. And can you play it? A month from now, you play it. And the same brachas. Yaitzar Adam, Asher Yotzar, the whole thing. Is it saying, the one who's saying it, the one who's listening to it, it's a bracha v'atorah. You hear the shayla?
You're over on it. The sayer or the listener?
Well, listen.
Listen.
Is anyone either? Is anyone, the listener or the one who's saying it? Now he's saying a bracha again. So the shayla is the itza of a bracha, we're talking about bracha v'atorah. So I figured I'll throw it in. Interesting shayla. I'm sure you never thought of the shayla.
Can you say amen?
Huh?
Most people say amen.
Huh? Yeah, you don't say amen anyway. Okay. So there's a tshuva nigga smash on it. So give me a chance. I told the Shiloh good answer, okay? Huh? You might show a whole tshuva, a whole page on it, so it must be some Shiloh. You know, it's an interesting thing. We have a few we're going to be over for a few minutes, I'll tell you. I tried for a number of times to get Rav Moshe to write a tshuva on shavers. Why all shavers today are okay. He says, he's not a shaver, he says. He's not a shaver, he's not a poshet. There's no shaver. What are you going to write? And Moshe has thousands of tshuvas. I tried to get him to write a tshuva. He says, he's not a shaver. It's all water, he says.
By the worms in the city.
Huh?
He said the same thing as by the worms.
This is what he said. There's no shaver. I had someone ask him to write a tshuva on his ainikul to ask him, he says, it's always a shaybin. It's always mutter. Because I want, there should be zikar medayas that he heard like that. Because only who knows, it's only to know. But the people don't know. He says, it's always a shaybin. He wrote a whole tshuva on tape, must be something to write, okay? Alright. So, he adds like this, he writes like this. In the Gesmashin, Yeridea, Chelekalav, in Simen Kufayin Gimel. He says, a tape recorder that you do there to hear the brachas, and Tzukim with the Shem Hashem, there's no answer. Maske Shem Shemayim, there's no answer. Because the answer is only you say Bach with your mouth, and you talk with your mouth. But on Eitzel Avonim, what is this? Eitzel Avonim, Eitzel Avonim saying a bracha. That's not a bracha. However, he says this is the important part. When you do play the tape, don't play it in the bathroom. Don't play it because then is like this. He says, but you should be sorry not to say the Mokka has to be Mokka Noki, because when you hear the Tzukim, you heard the Shem is Hashem, he's going to have about it. And you're going to base kiss in Mokham Matunov, you should not be like that. What about erasing? Let's say you have a tape, or today a CD. Can you erase it? Are you allowed to erase it? So he writes the author in the Shula, he doesn't see Issa erasing, since there's no atheist there. But Lamaisi says, maybe you should not do it because it looks like the Chikas Hashem. That's right in one Shula. In the second Shula, that's Chikas Moshe. However, in he said you should do it also. He said you should not erase it, but if you do erase it, you could do it either grammar. Even though there's no isabetim. I don't know how you do a grammar. Maybe you do it with your elbow. I don't know what a girl erasing a tape. I don't know how you do the grammar. They say you should do the grammar. However,
if you tape something over it, is that a grammar?
No.
No, so I'm not really racing. I'm putting something on top of it.
Hey, with your elbow, I don't know.
Have a
goy do it? He says you do
good,
huh?
Have a goy do it?
Goy for sure be okay.
Is there an octomino between a tape and a CD? I mean, no one uses tapes anymore. Almost no one.
Well, he's right, using a tape.
That's why I said almost no one. No, with a tape, there's a double shake, but you can, you know, there's something.
Nothing there. There's nothing there. CDs also.
No.
It's just less pressure. It's just also, there's nothing, there's no staff.
It makes a change the
media. Same as digital,
if you have it on a computer, it's electronic, that's no issue erasing. Okay. However, let me just finish. However, there's a children Hatzvi has in back of the first volume, on Archaim he has on Lamates Melachas. So there, Melachas Kaisev, he says there's no issue Mechika on erasing a tape. And same thing speaks out, Vadi Yosef and Yabi Aima, and Chedek Dalet, Yerdeya Simchov. Another shot. We're talking about hearing brachas and so on. Can you, if you hear on a telephone, you hear bracha on a telephone, Abdullah. The shot comes up very often, so I might as well talk about it. You hear Abdullah on a telephone. Or you hear something on a loudspeaker, like Abdullah, Chris Megillah. Are you right, sir, with it or not? Loudspeaker, microphone, same thing. So, Moshe Netshuva in Arachayim, Chedek Bey, Simon Kufches, he says, Mistava, you yaita the telephone. Because it's Mistava, it's Nesha Kol Adam. And it's not Boro, what other people say, that's not the same voice. So he says, Mistava, you yaita. Kendis, he speaks out again, in the Gesmaisha, Arachayim, Chedek Dalet, Simon Tzadigal, Vais Dalet. He says, a woman who's in the hospital, she should hear Abdullah. She can hear Abdullah. She's no one there to come make Abdullah to her. Come to the hospital, make Abdullah. Then you can be Yaita their telephones. Because Yaita, Naita, that you Yaita. And you can hear, and she can answer Amen also. However, the motion, another third Shuva, Chaim Chedal Sim Kuchavav, he says, Nabar the Heta, that's Mutta, and you shouldn't do it. That's the third Shuva. That's what he says. It says, Bernata. But he says in Tuchu, it's okay. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, in his Sefer Chashma Balocha, and also he speaks out again the same thing in Alicha Shlema, in Perichal Beis, Ice 56, and also in Shah, then he reprinted everything in Micha Shlema, Chelek Al, Simen Tetz, Sefer Talaf. He says, anyone who knows electricity, note that you're not yetzer to double push it. You're not yetzer b'chalim b'di'evet on the telephone. You're not yetzer b'di'evet. Same thing speaks out the Shulam Mechas Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Simen Kufi Gimel and Chelik Gimel and Chelik Beis Simen Kufi Gimel and Chelik Gimel Simen Lamaches Eis Tzayin. You're not yetzer b'di'evet. And the same thing Yechavadas from Vadi Yosef in the Chavadas in the Sefer Chavadas Chelik Gimel Simen Dal. It means on Chevel Achreinim like that. You're not yetzer b'di'evet. You're not yet to the end. You're not yet. If you hear it on a telephone or you hear on a microphone, you're not yet to the end. The only thing he writes about Yosef Edzon, which is, I think Moshe agrees to that also, that let's say if you're sitting close to Shlich Tiba and he's reading the Megillah and it's on a microphone, but you're close enough that you can hear it even without the loudspeaker or without the microphone, and you hear it without it, then you're yet to the Chavosidah. So, you find some people by a chasana, some Masada Kedushin, the biscuits with them Masada Kedushin, they don't say the bracha with the microphone. We hold that you could say it. Faket, I tell people Dafka to use a microphone because the only car, it's very quiet and everyone's talking then. Imam Shet, it comes like a peanut gallery. Everyone's talking. Like this, if they hear it on the microphone, they feel that they're part of the ceremony, so they're quiet then. So as long as you have 10 people here, usually Masada Kedushin has a half decent voice. There are enough people. You have the chosin there. You have the parents there. You have the family stand around there also. So there are 10 people hearing anyway. So that's why you're allowed to use a microphone. I tell them to duck use a microphone because usually there are 10 people hearing anyway.
You can't tell me.
You can't tell me. Yes. If you hear someone else say something, you can't tell me with him. It's no different than Zandish from Tzayim. The Moses says he's a purple flake and say you can't tell me. Any questions?
So, but again, if you hear, if you're playing back a video and someone makes a rough, you obviously don't say Amen to that.
No, you don't say Amen, no.
And,
let's say, if you hear, you say Madison Square Garden. They had the Sima Shas. They had hookups all over. Right. So, people, they said Kaddish and so on. You can say Amen Shirab. There's no very saying it. Amen Shirab and so Amen. Even though it's not really the same voice, but you're not doing an Issa. But you can't be Yotze, but you're not Yotze out there then, you know?
That's why.
It's all electronic. It doesn't make a difference. Live, but it's electronic. It's no different than telephone. What's different than telephone? You happen to see the picture, that's all.
Telephones today are different than they were 20 or 30 years ago.
That still doesn't make a difference. Still not the person's voice.
I'm saying they're worse now. Worse.
Huh?
They're worse now.
Oh, your voice.
It's no. Storing forward. It's recording the voice and then you're playing.
So then even Marshall would agree today, maybe not. Right. It's the way you do it today. What? What? A city?
Bethel.
That's not in the shame. You're not in the shame kedusha. It's no problem. Okay, stop here.